Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Morning. I want to give a big old boot to the farmers for always complaining about the weather. It's hot one day, it's cold the next. We get it. Global warming.
Unless that's the way you make your living. Then you feel different about that sort of thing. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. The phone lines are open. Have your say this morning. I think it's an interesting question. CJWWradio.com. You can put your two bits in, chime in. The question is, a Japanese company has awarded its non-smoking employees 6 extra vacation days to compensate for the smokers' smoke breaks. So the question is, do you think that's fair? 88% said no. Nah, I'm kidding. 88% said yes. What do you think was going to happen on that one? Only 12%, and they were the smokers who said that that was not fair. Anyway, it's all online on CJWWradio.com. That's an interesting question. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi. All I do is want to boot the guy who just booted farmers. So that's about it. Thanks. Bye.
You're very welcome. And yeah, I think that there's a whole long lineup of people who are prepared to do that. And it's one of those things. It depends what you're doing. On the weekend, for example, if you're rib fest, you want to see lots of sunshine. If you've got crops in the field and there's still a chance that it can enhance the yield, you want some rain. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I just want to say something about this sympathy guy that got stabbed near the eye. I think it's really pathetic how someone like this can do this to somebody. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of judges are going to give such a lenient sentence to this person. I would put this guy in front of a firing squad and shoot him down. People like that don't deserve to be around.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, yeah, I'd like to boot the farmer, too.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning.
Yes.
I'd like to boot the grabbers in the city here. Not all of them, but some of them. When you're at a crosswalk, when people are at a crosswalk, and you see them, they want to go, stop for them. I've nearly come close to being hit a couple times with my dog crossing the crosswalk, especially at the Lapa one time, because this guy was going down the curb lane while other people stopped. There's a cop at the stop sign. The guy went flying through. Guess who got caught? Case closed.
Thanks for the call. Hey, speaking of drivers, and I was talking about how, you know, Alexa is being integrated into the new BMWs. You'll be able to ask her to do everything, including turn on your headlights, turn off your headlights, you know, signal left, signal right, Alexa. You'll spend more time talking to Alexa than you will actually doing things. And I find it hard to believe that we're that lazy that you can't just reach up with your left hand and hit the signal light, that the option is that you ask Alexa to do it for you. But here are some facts about driving from experts in the traffic safety industry. Did you know that most fatalities come from single cars running off the road, single vehicle accidents? Deer crossing and child at play signs don't decrease speeds. Morning rush hour, twice as safe as the evening rush hour. People driving alone drive more aggressively than those who drive with passengers. Men honk more than women, but both sexes honk at women more often. Drivers pass closer to cyclists who are wearing helmets than those who are not, and 90% of drivers think they are better than the average driver. And I would suggest that 90% of that 90% are kidding themselves. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I would like to make a comment about those people that are booting the farmers. Don't they realize that their bread comes from the wheat in the farm?
Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, the guys that are booting the farmers, they should quit eating. Just think of where it all comes from, guys. Thank you.
Yes, isn't that too true? Farm and Care. I was doing an event. It was during Taste of Saskatchewan. There was the chef series with Farm and Care, and I was talking to the executive director who goes around, and they do presentations at schools. And it is surprisingly, and I guess as each generation moves further and further away from the land and away from agriculture, kids don't realize. You know, it's quite a surprise for some of them that their food doesn't actually come from a grocery store. It comes from a farm somewhere along the line. It's a learning process, and we tend to forget. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I have a huge boot for all these people that prey on children in all sorts of ways. Shame on them.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I believe maybe the people that don't signal are afraid that's distracted driving and they don't want to get a ticket.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, for all you people that don't know, have a look at where your groceries come from. Very few from Saskatchewan, so go ahead and boot these farmers.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot Chief Bobby Cameron and the camps that are set up in Regina protesting over our social services system. Two toddlers in PA were found in the streets the other night wandering and two different locations, and they had to post their pictures on Facebook in order to try and find the parents of the children. That's pretty sad.
306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Still got a couple of minutes in Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Yeah, to this fellow that said that just because your groceries don't come from Saskatchewan, I hate to break the news to him. Those other people still are farmers. So give your head a shake.
And that is a debate that goes on and on and on and on. Some of the other topics that might be worth discussing. Federal government apparently has seen at least some of the light scaling back their carbon pricing requirements in some of the major industries. But as Premier Scott Moe is quick to point out, the reduced carbon taxes still a job killer and still reduces our competitiveness globally. Have some thoughts about that. Maybe thinking about the Riders tonight. They're up in Edmonton taking on the Eskimos. And how do you feel for Brandon Bridge watching Zach Collaros come back to much fanfare and then discover that the most potent receiver that the team has is going to go back on offense after you've watched him for the last 4 or 5 weeks playing defense? Now, I know that the Riders are also getting some help on defense with the return of Nick Marshall, but still, if you're Brandon Bridge, that's going to be hard to watch. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'm going to give Scott Moe a good congratulations for standing up for the carbon tax. He really is a good man, and I think he'll continue to be good, and that's what we need. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, the good thing about the farmers from other countries, we can't hear them crying like these ones from Saskatchewan. So.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I want to salute the oil prices going up. It employs a lot of oil workers and gas station attendants. If we're saluting the farmers, take care.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I want to salute all the farmers in Saskatchewan for complaining about the rain and the weather. You know, everybody complains about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. What's up?
Isn't that the truth? Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
My boot is that we grow the wheat here, ship it to Ontario, they turn it into cereal, and then ship it back to us. Why can't we manufacture more of the stuff here in Saskatchewan?
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. You know who does the crying in this province is the Indians? And
good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Thanks for reporting our chuck wagons. Oh, have a good day.
You're very, very welcome. It's the very least we can do, yes. CJWW, the only Saskatoon radio station that keeps abreast of what's going on with the professional chuck wagons. So check it all out. Still 30 seconds before, if you want to get in last minute here, 306-938-0600, 1-800-667-3727 is the number to call for another edition of Boots and Salutes. All right, coming up after 8 o'clock, I'll give you a chance to win some passes to the Nutrien Fringe Festival, which, among other things, then beware that starting at 6 o'clock tonight from about 6 till 10:30, you won't be able to use, Broadway will be closed off various sections between the river and 8th Street, and the same goes starting at noon on the weekends as the Fringe Festival is on. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're our last one. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to salute all the farmers. Without the farmers, there'd be no grain, or be no bread, food on the tables for everybody. So quit complaining about the farmers, because there's a lot of farmers in Saskatchewan. Thank you.
And on that, we are going to wrap up another edition of Boots and Salutes.